Women played a major role in the revolution that brought down Egypt's old government. But nearly 2 years on, many say they have seen little reward. In terms of physical security, activists say the plight of women is getting worse. Heba Marayef of Human Rights Watch.
There have been so many cases of mobbing, of sexual assault, and then recently also gang rape cases. And the response to that, of course, has been, you know, a zero response from the government.
Activists say efforts to get the government to help women have failed. Psychologist Farah Shash works with victims of sexual violence.
Whenever we discuss women's issues in the parliament or in public debates, they will say that it's not a priority, that we don't believe that women participation and protection is a priority for the for what's going on now with the revolution and the political system and so on.
While women's rights were shaky under the old system, legal experts say the nation's new constitution, passed amid controversy last month, further erodes civil guarantees. This young woman was among many to take to the streets out of concern.
Many of the lines in the constitution, they didn't write things specifically for women to defend their rights.
In addition to passing protective laws, rights groups say it will take an overhaul of an education system that portrays women in subservient roles, an economy that leaves many young people jobless, and a society that tends to blame the victim for the assault. Some civic groups are offering women protection at rallies and other vulnerable areas. Rights groups say the trend may help raise awareness, but the thinking behind it is misguided. Psychologist Shash.
But women can't move with human shields all the time on the Egyptian street. We need to know that the system is protecting us. We need to know that men don't see us as sexual objects walking on the streets.
The growing number of cases where protectors have attacked suspects is a worrying trend, say rights advocates like Marayef.
This new license that's been given to private citizens to become involved in violence is an even more dangerous one, because you see a weakening of the role of the state, and this honestly this opens the door to vigilantism moving forward.
While rights groups view the Islamist government with a wary eye, they argue it's in everyone's interests, including the leaders, to take a greater role and step up security. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.